All I remember was how disappointed I was in I was thrilled to death that we were doing the recording. And you know, back in those days, you have to understand that it was extremely difficult and expensive to record. Today, everybody's got Pro Tools or Logic or whatever the hell they've got in, on their computer, and they've got an interface, and they plug in, you know, their SM57, and they play, and they've got a recording, and it's great. But back then, it was extremely difficult to record because everything was very expensive. I mean, comparatively speaking, and equipment was difficult to maintain and get your hands on. I mean, I can remember when I was in a band and we got it wasn't the punk band, but you know, I was in a band in the 70s and we got a hold of an Echoplex and we were like, oh my God, we've got an Echoplex, you know, like it was like this huge thing. So equipment and recording and all that stuff was very expensive and difficult. And so to get into a recording studio was the dream, you know, because we were saving all of our money from the gigs, at least that's the way I remember it, so that we could record. And we went into the studio, which was essentially a thing in a guy's basement is all it was. But he had, you know, he had actually built, you know, a separate room, you know, a sound booth and he had a drum booth and all that. And, you know, he had actually built all this stuff out in his basement. So that was cool. But we did what we could with what money we had. We didn't have a lot of money, so we weren't going to go into a high-end studio and make a fantastic, you know, record. It was going to be, you know, let's just get something recorded so we've got something. So, you know, we went into that guy's basement and we recorded. It was fun. It was great. We all had, I remember all of us having a great time, and I was excited that we were actually going to, you know, get to record. And the recording left a lot to be desired because, you know, it was done in a inexpensive studio with a guy who, I don't know what his, you know, background was or what his experience level was, but, you know, we had a lot of hiss and the recording is just not that great. But it was fun, you know, and I remember being thrilled that I got a cassette tape, you know, it was like, ooh, I got a cassette tape of our songs, you know, that kind of thing. So because, you know, up to then, you know, all you could really do if you wanted to record was get a cassette player and hit record, you know, like a little, you know, cassette player you'd have on a desk or whatever, and hit record and have the band play. That was literally all you could do, you know, because people didn't have studios. There was no such thing as Pro Tools, you know, and there was no way to edit anything. You couldn't, you know, to edit a freaking tape, you had to have razor blades and, you know, splicing tape and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it was difficult back then, really difficult. So.